For the thousands in attendance, for the millions watching around the world.
You know what that means, boys and girls?
The Devils! Settle!
Goodbye and good night. Bang!
What's up, Rust friends? My name is Edie.
And my name is Teddy.
And you're listening to the Rust Friends podcast, and welcome back to another episode. Rust Friend, 2 weeks in a row.
Uh-huh.
Can you believe it?
Nope. I can't believe it. I don't know.
I'm impressed with us. I love it.
Me too. This 2024 Edie and Teddy, I love it.
We are unstoppable. I feel like that needs to be on t-shirts. 2024 Edie and Teddy.
Unstoppable? That's 2024 Edie and Teddy. Okay. Okay.
And then on the back, we can have something else. I don't know. I guess Rust Friends.
We'll figure it out.
It's not important at this moment. But Rust Friend, oh my goodness, how are you? I haven't chatted with you in a week.
No, literally, it's been a week. I'm okay, Rust Friend. I'm doing okay.
Yeah.
It snowed last night, so that kind of like, But at least it won't be as cold as it's been, right? Because Monday and Tuesday were hell.
It's literally disgusting. And I've been having to wear so many layers, Rust Friend. I think I have never been this cold. So it can mean like one of two things is that it's really cold in Chicago or right. that I'm getting older.
I mean, maybe both
Maybe both.
I feel you.
Very sad because Rust Friend, I like have to wear like little biker shorts and leggings and then like long socks and then my jeans, right? And the other day I still walked out and all that and I'm like, I'm still cold.
Well, I mean, you work downtown and I know downtown is way colder than it is like just a couple of minutes away from downtown. Yeah. So I'm glad you're layering up, Rust Friend, because this cold was no joke. But I get you. I'm so cold all the time now. Mm-hmm. So freaking cold. I thankfully I didn't have to go out as much during those days, but I did go out. And I used to be the type that wouldn't wear a coat. Like I didn't like wearing jackets. I hated them. I still do, but I'm too old for this. I have to cover myself and I can't handle this cold anymore. Don't you see the children out there, like young adults?
Friend, en la nieve.
Wearing nothing.
Right here by my elementary school, the kids were in shorts. Walking in shorts, Rust Friend. And I'm like, there's no way. Where's your mom? Like,
they're wild. Where's your mom?
Where's your mom? Like, that's how I feel like I know I'm getting older is because like, I don't mind putting a jacket on, putting multiple layers on. Like, it's okay to be cold, right? Like
Same.
I've had to come to terms with that it's okay to be cold.
Right. I know. You know what? I always say this though, that I'd rather deal with this cold than those hot summer nights.
Oh my God.
Absolutely. Like those super hot summers. I can't stand them.
It's not for me. But yes, guys, we are streaming live on YouTube and Facebook and Twitter right now. And if you can't stick around with us, no worries, because we will post the audio version of the podcast later. But shout out to Scott George, who is a longtime fan of Rust Friends. He said, Rust Friends in the house. Thank you so much. And then, of course, Troy says, hey, good morning. Good night, Troy. Night over there, right?
Yes. Hi, Scott and Troy.
Yes. Shout outs to you guys. Let's start and let's chat about wrestling. We're going to start off our conversation with New Japan. So there's a lot of things that have been going on in New Japan, Rust Friend, but first and foremost, oh my goodness.
I'm so sorry.
Rust Friend, I love this. Oh my goodness. Shout out. See, New Japan, big fans.
Oh, huge fans in this house, Rust Friend. Huge fans.
So we're starting off with Windy City Riot, which was announced a couple weeks ago. And it's funny because last week after we went off air, Sergio came up to you and he was like, Windy City Riot, like what's happening? I was like, oh my God, yes, we have to buy the tickets. And we bought the tickets right away. And then matches were announced. So we got two matches that were announced. And oh my goodness, Rust Friend, are you ready? Let's put that on the screen. Look at what we're gonna get.
I think I'm ready, but I know I'm not. I'm not. I'm not ready. I'm not prepared. I know the day of, especially when we're there in our seats waiting for the show to start, I'm gonna be so nervous. I'm probably gonna wanna throw up. Mm-hmm. Sorry about my cat's tail. Yeah, I don't. How are you feeling, Richmond? Because I have no words.
The only New Japan experience that I've had was Forbidden Door. And I really like that in terms of like the AEW and then the New Japan. And this is kind of also another little mix because we're getting, for the first time outside of WWE, we're going to see Mustafa Ali. Yeah. And that's just going to be incredible. I already have my t-shirt. It's literally on the chair over there waiting to be bedazzled. So yeah. I can't wait for me to start working on that. But also, John Moxley, Blackpool Combat Club, and then one of your faves. It's going to be incredible. Restaurant, I don't even know where to begin. There's a rumor that Julia is going to be there. So anything can happen. Anything can happen. I'm literally
Stardom, Julia?
Yes.
Oh.
Right?
Okay.
Right?
Okay. I'm here for it. Here for that.
Which
I know there's also...
Yeah, go ahead.
There's also a lot of rumors that she might go to WWE. So I was like, whoa, okay. I'm so here for it.
Interessante. And guys, if you hear me typing my little heart away, don't worry. I am not doing other things. It's still restaurant related.
It's still restaurant.
Like, I'm just adding like little banners, little tickers. Oh my goodness. That's wild, restaurant. I'm super excited. I know three of us always have a good time. And this is going to be our first wrestling show of 2024.
Yes, that's exactly what Sergio mentioned yesterday. He said, is this going to be our first show? I'm like, as of right now, it's our first show for 2024. Because we haven't gone to a show. We don't have any other plans so far.
Yeah.
But yeah, as of right now, this is the show. I don't mind it at all. I don't mind this being our, how do I put that into words? Like our 2024 cherry. So we're going to pop our 2024 wrestling cherry with this show. I wouldn't mind that.
We really are. And you're going to see, restaurant, you're going to see Naito.
Let me fucking tell you. Like you said, we bought these tickets without knowing about any of the matches, right?
Yeah.
And so then the day that they were announced, was that Saturday? Mm. Was that Friday night or Saturday night?
It might have been Saturday.
I was already sleeping. Right. Yeah. And I had fallen asleep. And Sergio wakes me up so that I can like lay down and everything, right? Because I was just like laying on my huge Snorlax. And he's like, oh, you know, acomódate. And he's like, oh, by the way, they announced a match for Windy City Riot. And I'm like, okay. And he shows me, and that was the Ali and Takahashi match. Yeah. And I'm like, you're lying. And I got a little bit emotional in restaurant. I fell asleep again. So, and then he wakes me up again. And he's like, they announced another match. And I'm like, okay. And he shows me, and it's Naito. That's when I woke up and I was like tearing up. I was just crying, thinking about it. I'm so freaking excited. Like, to get both Hiromu Takahashi and Naito, for me, that's a huge blessing.
It's just going to be so, so good. And I know that the rest of the matches are also, they're just going to be bangers, right? I'm hoping that we get to see Eddie Kingston. I'm also hoping that we get to see oh my god, I'm literally blanking right now. Just literally when these two things were announced, I had seen the Ali video, right? They're like, oh, Ali's going to New Japan. But I watched like the first 10 seconds and I didn't hear him make his like announcement, like who he was calling out. So I was like, I totally missed it. So then when I saw the poster, I'm like, oh my god, it's good.
Yeah.
It's gonna be so good. I'm genuinely so excited. Also, I'm hoping that Zack Sabre Jr. comes. That's what I was blanking on.
Yes, me too. I'm also still waiting for the El Desperado announcement. That's who I also really, really, really want to see. Yeah. So honestly, for me, if Despy comes, I have no complaints this year. Like literally having to see Naito, Hiromu Takahashi, and then Despy, that would be this is literally a dream come true. Literally a dream come true.
I'm so excited, and I can't wait for us to, first of all, go to a show downtown in Chicago, because Windy City Riot is going to be in Wintrust Arena. And, you know, we always talk about this, is that it'll be a show that's actually in Chicago, because everything else that says, oh, we're going to be here, and they're never here.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. At least our commute will be easier. We don't have to worry about driving 1 hour home.
Yeah. Troy says, you guys won so bad.
We did. Yeah. No, I literally said that. I said that to Sergio. I'm like, I fucking won.
It's it's incredible. And they also, New Japan posted on their Twitter that the show is sold out and that more sections are going to open up, but I'm glad that they sold out. I want to say that they'll be able to sell out that whole arena.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Hell yes, they can. I mean, and the simple fact.
It's going to be 12 days after WrestleMania. That 12 days. It's on April 12th. It's a couple days after WrestleMania. So
yeah.
Wild.
Yeah.
Let's see. What else? So, man, let's move on to other New Japan news.
Let's move into other news.
Okada, rest friend.
Crazy.
Breaking news here. But when the news broke that Okada was set to leave New Japan Pro Wrestling, New Japan announced this, and he is going to be finishing up January 31st. So I don't know what the contract situation is, like if they have a non-compete for New Japan. I don't know if you know this, Rose friend.
They just posted today that it says New Japan has proposed the Okada, Ishii, Tanahashi versus TMDK never six-man titles match to January 24 in Korakuen Hall. Mm-hmm. Hopefully I did not botch that. Instead, now on February 11, Kazushika Okada will wrestle Hiroshi Tanahashi in a special singles match in Okada's farewell match. Mm-hmm. So both Ospreay and Okada will have their final matches for New Japan next month. Which is, yeah, to be honest with you, the whole contract thing, I really also do not, I don't know about all of that, but it's still crazy. Like, Okada's home.
Yeah.
And a lot of people know Okada as in New Japan. So, I don't know, Rashman, there's so much to say about this. It's so crazy. When I first saw it, I was like, but I'm not going to lie to you. I also told Sergio, I called it. Didn't I call it? I really did. In the beginning of the year, either at the end of the year or the beginning of this year, I told Sergio, I'm like, oh, I have a huge feeling Okada's going to leave.
And it's crazy because there's options, right? Like he can go to a plethora of places. So according to Fightful, Okada and New Japan officials, they had a meeting and it was clear that, you know, Okada was done with the company, but it was like, they're still friendly. Everything's still good. There's no like bad faith in between those two parties. But earlier this month, they said that AEW was hopeful that they'd be able to get Okada. And WWE, you know, was also maybe in the talks, but they haven't like really said anything. And recently Okada just mended fences with TNA. So we'll see how that goes. Where is Okada going to go next, Rest Friend? What?
I'm not going to lie to you. I have this huge vision of him going to TNA, not signing with TNA. I don't know about that. I'm not saying he's going to sign with them, but I do see him making an appearance in TNA. I really, really do. Especially because that was his home for a while. Yeah. Like, that was his home for a little while back in the day. So, I don't know. I do see him touching TNA grounds. But I'm really hopeful that he goes to AEW. I'm not going to lie to you.
Hold on. Before I give my thoughts, Scott says, how does that work with Okada still holding part of the six-man titles? He's probably going to drop his title. They're probably going to lose on that match that you said on the 24th, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So he's probably going to lose. So sorry, you guys.
So sorry to all the Okada fans.
So sorry, guys. He's not keeping that title.
Or you know what? I mean, first of all, the announcement, it's the fact that they're making an announcement is huge, right? But I don't know. What if he's still going to like, what if he does go to AEW and that means he still is going to be kind of working with New Japan? I don't know. I really don't know how this shit works. But
yeah,
it's just crazy to think that he won't have a relationship with New Japan. Like he has to.
Yeah. I like my heart is with him going to WWE. And I know, Russ friend. I know you're probably like, oh my God. But I honestly think, like, yeah, we've seen Okada have a couple matches in AEW already, right? With current talent, we've seen him fight Bryan Danielson, which is one of like greater matches, and mm-hmm. he's also fought him in New Japan. So I'm thinking, like, am I going to be happy if he goes to AEW? Yes, because I think he'll have more freedom. But in terms of, like, presentation, I think he can make a bigger impact. No pun intended to impact, because we'll talk about TNA. But I think he can make a bigger impact in WWE. You have Seth Rollins over there. You got Randy Orton over there. You got Nakamura over there. Like, there's just so many different feuds that could possibly happen if Okada is in WWE, as opposed to AEW. Like, yeah, he can have, like, who else is he going to fight? John Moxley. You can fight, you know, more members of the Blackpool Combat Club. You can fight Chris Jericho. Like, I mean, I don't know, but I just feel like there are big, like, Seth Rollins and Okada would slap in WrestleMania, or like, yeah, a SummerSlam, you know, Survivor Series. I think Okada has a really, I don't know if they would go the extra mile, because I feel like Tony Khan would definitely spend whatever amount on Okada, and he's absolutely worth it.
Absolutely.
I don't know if WWE would be like, oh yeah, I'll match this, so, you know, AEW doesn't get it. I feel like WWE would be like, yeah, whatever, just take him.
Yeah, no, I hear you, Rush Friend. In terms of presentation, I hear you. And I also think that WWE would definitely put their all to give someone like Okada the presentation that he brings, right? But Rush Friend, I've been watching people leave New Japan and go to WWE and not work out the way that we fans wish it worked out. I don't know how they feel as wrestlers, but Finn Balor, Nakamura, Cody Rhodes that left AEW, I do not like the thought of that happening to Okada. I really do not. And I really don't think Okada's the type that would even deal with the same treatment that, like, let's say Nakamura has been getting in terms of, like, not being on TV as much. But those are my feelings. That's why when you said that, I was like, la, 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 like, restaurant, para mí, I don't want the universe to hear you.
So let's see what our rest friends have to say about this. So we already talked about, you know, those titles. Snap, Grapple, and Pop says Okada going to beat Roman. He's going to start and finish his story before Cody.
Let's not go there.
Friend, I saw everybody on Twitter was losing their minds, right? When they were like, oh my God, Okada, Cody's never finishing his story. Like, they're like, if he goes to WWE, he's never finishing the story. But could you imagine Okada and Cody for the title? Like,
I mean, that would be badass, right? Right.
For me, I just feel like there's exciting possibilities in WWE. Yeah. I don't know if they'll, you know, book him correctly, but I feel like there's just more possibilities with that roster as opposed to AEW. I think where you and I can find common ground is definitely TNA.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yes. I mean, I think it would be kind of cool to see him in TNA for a little bit. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. With AEW, I mean, there are a lot of people that he hasn't faced ever since they left New Japan, or since they started with AEW. And there's a lot of wrestlers that he just hasn't faced, period, because they didn't come up until AEW. Mm-hmm. So there are a lot of huge possibilities. I mean, and then also a huge difference, Respire, would be that he now would be part of a storyline, hopefully, because we all know sometimes AEW is not the best when it comes to storylines, right? But I feel like that would be a difference. Like, at least now he would be part of a storyline.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie to you, as a huge Young Bucks fan, I have been wanting to see Okada work with the Young Bucks. Like, that would be super cool as a fan. And I'm sure for them too, because they are besties for the resties.
And we've seen the vlogs, we've seen the backstage, the Okada putting on their gear, like messing, like everyone's pranking each other. Like, they just love to have fun. So
yeah,
I'm here for wrestlers enjoying themselves.
Exactly. You know what? Wherever Okada wants to go and wherever he's going to be happy, we're going to be happy for him.
Oh my goodness. And then people on Twitter were also losing their minds because they're like, oh, his wife, Okada's wife, is like more famous than him in Japan. Yeah. And she's a famous voiceover actress, which I did not know this, Rest Friend. Like, she is.
Rest Friend, she's a baddie.
She has an amazing voice and she's done all these animes. And I'm like, oh my God, why do I not know about her? And she's adorable. 10 out of 10. Like, I went down a rabbit hole yesterday.
A whole baddie, Rush Friend. And like, and let me tell you, there's been like these little moments where like he's shown, I know he had a documentary, and like, I know this man loves her. So can you?
And they just had a baby. Like, oh my goodness. And people were like, oh, well, we kind of knew that Okada was leaving because his wife was taking English classes. I don't know if this is true, but I was like, Mr. Okada USA.
Okay. Oof, fresh friend. That's crazy. I can't, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Crazy
Troy,
news.
Troy says, I feel like I missed out on a lot only being an Okada fan for a little under a year. Feels like yesterday Teddy was giving me match recommendations. Shout out to rest friend Teddy because she also gives me match recommendations.
It's so funny because yesterday Sergio was playing, I think it was Wrestle Kingdom 12. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I'm pretty sure this was in 2018. I'm like, I'm pretty sure this is the first Wrestle Kingdom that I saw with you. Because the Young Bucks came out and I'm like, yep. I'm like, this is when I already knew about the Bucks. So that's really, I don't know. That's really cool.
Yeah. Scott says he didn't realize his last match was against, he said he thought the last match was against Tana on February 11th. It's bright and early in the morning, guys. I can't read. I barely found my glasses this morning. Please. Don't have caffeine. If Okada goes to WWE, Meltzer is going to implode the first time he has to give one of his matches a 3 stars or lower. Okada only knows how to give 5-star matches. I mean, he comes out and it's already 5 stars. I don't know what to tell you guys.
No, for sure. Like, him alone. Mm-hmm. Always gives 10 out of 10.
Yeah, that's just how it is. Continuing.
That's just how it is.
Yeah, continuing with the trend on New Japan. We have been wondering where a certain person is after a big AEW pay-per-view. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we now know that CM Punk is in WWE and we were there to see him come back, which is insane. You experienced it. I watched it from the press room on a little monitor and I was like, there's no way that this is happening. And it happened. So hell definitely froze over. And we were just wondering like, okay, we've seen CM Punk. Where is Jungle Boy? Is he still with AEW? What's happening? And then next thing you know, rest friend, boom, he comes out at the New Japan show. And I thought I was being punked. I don't know if you felt like that, but I was like, is that really Jungle Boy? Like at a show? And then I was like, is this old? Like, I was like, what's happening here?
No. I was like, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Just having like the facial hair, the beard. He comes in all angry. He rips his AEW contract. I'm like, what is going on here?
That's wild, right? So he had a little armband that said scapegoat, which wild in itself. He brings out an AEW contract and rips it. And he's standing in the middle of that ring. And I'm like, is Jungle Boy a New Japan man now? He's the Jungle Man. Yeah, what he needs to be called. I have no words. I'm still trying to wrap my head around it and really think about like, man, is he really gone from AEW? Like, there's no way. Like, to me, and I'm going to be very biased because you guys know my feelings about CM Punk. To me, that situation that happened backstage, which we weren't there, we really don't know. And we also, like, have only been aware.
We were there, but not backstage.
Yes, we were there, but not backstage. We were there on television and in spirits. And to me, that situation, I don't think justifies Jungle Boy being let go from AEW, right? I feel like giving the track record of CM Punk, I could see how something like that could happen, but I don't blame Jack Perry at all for anything that happened, which everyone had, that's my opinion, guys. If you guys think otherwise, you're absolutely entitled to that opinion. I'm just telling you guys what I think. And I did tell you prefacing this that I am biased.
Yeah. No, restaurant. I'm so glad we're on the same page because I was very surprised to see that a lot of people were like, well, yeah, he shouldn't have gone out on the pay-per-view and said what he said. And I'm like, he said, cry me a river. Why is everyone all of a sudden so sensitive when it comes to whatever's happening with CM Punk? Yeah. Like, CM Punk is out here fighting people, but we're going to get mad at Jack Perry because he said, cry me a river and used real glass. Like, okay, so what? Like, maybe he had beef with CM Punk backstage that had nothing to do with Glass, and, you know, I don't know. But the way people turned on Jack Perry so fast because of that little moment to me was crazy. And like you said, everyone's entitled to their own opinion, but I am too, and I'm gonna say you people are crazy.
I agree with you, best friend. People are crazy. Jesus. So Scott George, going back to Okada, he said Okada's gonna be Damage Control's manager.
You see that,
guys?
That's what I don't want.
There's so many things that could go wrong, right? Like, they could give Okada an entirely different gimmick. They could have him, they could have him grow out his hair, which I don't think would be terrible. They could switch up his gear, and like, they could do so many things. If you put him in Alpha Academy, rest friend, I'm calling it.
Rest friend, you're breaking all of our New Japan hearts. Seriously. No. I mean,
yeah.
You know what? If it happens, then it
happens. But
it happens.
So continue. Scott, thank you so much for commenting, guys. We really appreciate it. Scott again says, I bet that paper he ripped was his AEW suspension paper saying his suspension ended. Honestly, he could have printed it out that morning and just put a little AEW banner. It could have been his resume. Who knows?
And yeah, literally, who knows?
He just ripped that up, but who knows? And he also says that scapegoat Jack Perry would be a great character, I think. It could be, you know. He's clearly not Jungle Boy anymore. He's probably going to go by Jack Perry, whatever he does. And then now with the beard and his hair didn't look as conditioned, he's rugged now.
Oh my goodness, I can't with you. You're right, though. We're obviously not going to get that Tarzan song. So I'm wondering what we are going to get. I hope it's very good. Mm-hmm. I'm really, 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 I'm excited to see what Jungle Boy ends up doing. I'm excited that he's back, period, because like we said, we didn't know what was going to happen. We didn't know if he was going to come back or not, since everyone took this whole thing so serious. But I'm glad to see him back, and he looks angry. And you know, when little people are angry, like, don't mess with them.
He's not
small man, you know what I mean? That's what I'm trying to say.
He's not short.
He's not?
No, he's taller than me.
He's shorter than me, you know?
Hold on.
I need to Google this.
Do I need to update this slideshow? Because I need to add my picture. You know what? I will put it on our Rest Friends Instagram story, guys. So
how tall are you, Rest Friend?
I'm 5'8".
Oh, he says he's 5'10".
Yeah, he's a little right. You know what? I can show you on my phone. Let me try to find this.
Okay.
I would hope that, you know, he's going to have a good run wherever he is. And if he does get signed, because New Japan hasn't announced that, like, hey, Jack Perry signed, right? We're still waiting for that confirmation.
No. There hasn't been any. He did come out and he attacked Shota. So I'm assuming that's going to be the storyline. I don't know. I also do hope to see Shota at Windy City Riot. So hopefully that's where we get to see a lot of the outcome.
That would be interesting. That would be interesting. Mm-hmm. Do you hear that?
I do. What is that?
Shoveling. My dad's home and probably was like, this is the first thing I'm going to do. It's going to keep snowing later.
Is it?
I think so. I'm dead.
Well, restaurant, at least your sidewalk is going to be nice and clean.
Life in Chicago, as I know it. When did we go to C2E2? It was before the pandemic. Was it in May? June?
You're talking about our first C2E2?
Yeah,
right
before the pandemic, because that's when I remember I shook Jungle Boy's hand and I shook Marco Stunt's hand. And then, I was going to say Killswitch. And then Luchasaurus was like, fist bump.
It was 2020.
And I was like, oh, okay. Love to see it. I was not offended, but I was like, okay.
You're like, okay.
I said, this is new. This is interesante. Let's continue and talk about, boom, Nick Nemeth. Is it Nemeth or Nemeth?
I say Nemeth.
Damn, I don't know. How do you say it?
I don't think I've paid attention to how they say Nemeth. I heard Nick, but I don't think I paid attention to how they say his last name. I just say Nemeth.
Yes. Okay. So yesterday, He cut a promo with, oh my God, I don't know what his name is. Everyone's going to come. Whoever he cut a promo with yesterday, guys, on TNA, write that down in the comments. And I'm so sorry that his name. I wanted, it might be Deonna's man. What's Deonna's man's name? Is he in TNA? What if he's not? And I'm like, oh, Deonna's man.
I know nothing about Deonna's man.
Oh my goodness. I'm so sorry, guys. This is what you come to Rest Friends for. Okay, so hold on. Going back to Jungle
Steve
Boy.
Steve Macklin.
It might have been him.
Snap, grapple, pop.
Oh, perfect. Thank you so much, guys. See, this is why we love Rest Friends. Thank you so much. Okay, let me show you this picture of me. Damn.
And Scott George said that it is Nemeth.
Okay, me? You can't see it, but like.
Oh, yeah.
Boy?
Oh, you're right. He is taller than you.
Yes. Crazy,
now,
right?
Now I gotta stand next to Jungle Boy. I'm sorry. I assume that people that are shorter than me are short.
You guys can't tell, but that's absolutely me. And then that's Jungle Boy, who is like,
we definitely can't tell.
Solid. He's solid taller than me. And then there's Luchasaurus. And then Marco Stunt, who I absolutely still love. What's happening?
Rest friend, my mind is blown. Because you're not short.
Yeah, I'm not like, yeah. So
you're shorter than me, but you're not short.
Mm-hmm.
But also when I'm with you, I feel okay. Cause you know, sometimes you hang out with your friends that are short and I'm just like, I feel like a giant. Mm-hmm. And when I hang out with you, I feel okay.
Yeah.
I don't feel like too horrible. So I don't know. My mind is blown. I thought Jungle Boy was a little shorter.
It's not. Hold on. People are laughing because I said Deonna's man.
Yeah. Deonna's man.
It is what it is, guys. I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. So yeah, let's go back to Nick, who I'm still so sorry. So Steve said Nemeth in the promo. So, I mean, I guess it's going to be like, I just want to say Dolph Ziggler. Oh, man. So in that promo, he's like, nobody's going to know who Nick Nemeth is or Nick Nemeth is. He's like, all anyone's ever going to wonder is whatever happened to Dolph Ziggler.
Oh.
Insane, right? I was like, oh.
It's because, I mean, yeah, he was in WWE for how long? So we all know him as Dolph Ziggler. I don't know anything about him before WWE. I don't know what he was doing before he went to WWE. So, yeah.
That's okay.
He's not that wrong.
Rest friend, the snap, grapple, and pop said, not going to lie, I assume the Ridian was Marco Stunt's height. I wish. I've always wished that I was short because I have been 5'8 since eighth grade. I have been this height since, I guess, my entire life. This is what I can remember. So that's why I was on the volleyball team. They wanted me on the basketball team. Like anything that had to do tall with it, I was there because they're like, oh my God, this girl is giant.
Can you imagine me, Rich friend? I was bullied my whole life. I've always been way taller than all my classmates. So Rich, I also.
When did you stop? Like, what was your peak height? Growth, like how long have you been that tall?
Probably my early 20s, probably like 20, 21. That's when I felt like I stopped growing, but I've always been super tall.
Yeah
I've always been bullied for it. So I when I was small, I used to wish I was short, especially because a lot of my crushes sometimes were a little shorter than
me.
Oh
my God. Don't get me started on crushes, Rest Friend, because
yes, Rest Friend.
Every person that I ever had a crush on was shorter than me. And I was always offended because I'm like, how dare you?
I'm going to go there, Rest Friend, because it's true. Like, it was traumatizing. They were a little shorter than me. So I used to wish I was short because I used to see all the short girls have boyfriends. And for me, it was so hard. But then now as a grown up, like, are you kidding me? I love being tall. I'll wear the heels. I don't care how tall I am. I don't care if I look taller than my man.
Which Sergio's tall, so that's good.
Right, Sergio's tall.
Wow, look at how we have this is what you did, Nick.
Nick, yeah.
This is what you did. Battle of the Belts and Collision were on at the same time. Battle of the Belts, Jesus Christ. TNA Hard to Kill, and then AEW had Collision and Battle of the Belts, and they were on at the same time. And this always happens every single year that Impact has beat out AEW in like the better show, in my opinion, right? So we know that nothing really ever happens in Battle of the Belts, but this year I think this specific one was the best that they've had so far. They started with the street fight, which was Chris Jericho and Sammy Guevara versus Big Bill and Ricky Starks. And that was literally insane. Ricky Starks grabbed a plunger and stuck it in Chris Jericho's face and was like, wark, wark, wark.
Okay.
It was amazing.
Takeshita, I'm here for it.
Takeshita came out, hit Chris Jericho with the kendo stick, and it was just giving, right? But Lexi during Lexi Nair during Collision, she was talking to Sammy Guevara and Chris Jericho, and she was like, hey, Sammy, how does it feel to be the only person who has ever won a championship in Battle of the Belts? And in my head, I was like, oh my goodness, absolutely. Yeah, Sammy's the only one that has ever won in this thing. So in my head, I'm like, well, then why are people going to watch Battle of the Belts? Because if it's most likely that no one is going to be a new champion after this, right? I'm like, what's going to happen here? Like, are people going to watch, right? Because why would you if you know that no titles are going to change?
Yeah. No, it's true. It's absolutely true. I didn't even know that Sammy was the only one, but I was thinking, like, when's the last time they've changed titles for these shows?
Yeah. Can't believe they pointed it out that no one ever wins titles on Battle of Belts. That was insane to me that they brought attention to it, because yeah, you can still watch a show and have great matches, and they were great matches. But if the pay-per-view is Battle of the Belts, like, you would assume, or to me, I guess it would kind of be like belt against belt. So you would kind of see like Toni Storm versus Julia. Like, that would be awesome to see, right? Because even if no titles change hands, the titles were there and they were present. Yeah. You can have, you know, Tony loves to do this, but like the Ring of Honor Trios titles versus the AEW Trios titles. Like, you could have had so many ways to play with it. Like I said, I think this one was the better show that they've had out of that. But when you're going against a pay-per-view, you know, TNA, this is their first big event of the year. Like, you got to really bring it. And I don't think it was brought. Especially yeah. when you have people like Nick Nemeth showing up and him officially being now part of TNA.
Yeah.
Wild.
Yeah.
And then they also said, oh, we're partnering with AAA. And then Hijo del Vikingo comes out. Rest friend. I was shook. Mind you, I haven't seen the show yet. So I'm only speaking on what I've seen on Twitter. But I was like watching Collision, and then I'm like, oh my God, like what's happening right now? I'm really excited for the possibilities that now have arisen for TNA, right?
Me too, Rush Friend. Me too. I feel like wrestling period, we're getting back to a point where like it's starting to become interesting again. I don't know what was happening. I don't know if it was just me as well, but I was just starting to like just feel like, I don't know. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. 2024 came, and starting with Wrestle Kingdom with New Japan, for me, I was like, holy shit, okay, things are kind of changing a little bit. They're looking a little better from my perspective. And now seeing TNA, I mean, sure, a lot of people, I feel like a lot of people are not familiar with Nick Nemeth.
Rest friend, you say, it how you, want, was- you say how you want, and I'll say how I want, and we'll people know who we're talking about.
Yeah. I will pay attention next time to the way he says it, and then I'll correct myself. But I don't know why in my head it's like Nemeth. Mm-hmm. But yeah, like people were familiar with Dolph Ziggler. So it's like, I'm excited to see what he can bring outside of WWE and everyone else that apparently is leaving their company. Mm-hmm.
You know what I was talking to Lo about the other day, right after right after Nick had appeared at New Japan and he flew across that table. I was like, oh my goodness, could you imagine like the run that he's about to have? And this is just because I thought he was going to be in New Japan. I'm like, I think that he is going to have a fantastic run in New Japan. This guy's really going to like set himself apart, because in WWE, I kind of saw him as like a Miz, right? He was reliable. Just people had a hard time kind of connecting with his character, but
yeah,
I think he does great work in the ring, and he just didn't get the proper spotlight. But I was like, man, New Japan, it's just going to be so crazy. And then when he came out in TNA, I'm like, man, that's just confirms that I think he's going to have a fantastic year. But then I started thinking about like, oh my God, I remember when I was watching Total Bellas and yes. Total Divas. And I love how I think I knew that you know where I was going with this.
I was thinking the exact same thing. Go ahead.
Man, how, like, I feel like his life would have been so different if he would have ended up with Nikki. And I feel like she really would have elevated his career, like, bam, because the Bellas, or, you know, the Garcia twins are business women at the end of the day, right? Like, they know how to be socialites. They know how to do business. They are literally, they have their hands in everything. And
yeah,
they're just such fantastic women. And I'm like, man, she really would have put him on, because like Nikki's like hosting shows. They're out here doing that like twin dating show. And I'm like, easily, I feel like Nick would have been elevated, right? That's just the conversation that I was having with her. But I was like, could you imagine, like, if he would have ended up with Nikki, and like things would have been so different for him, and then the possibility of him, you know, being in TNA but going to AEW, then you would have had both the Garcia men in AEW. Like, that would,
the Garcia men,
yes, the Garcia men in AEW would have gone wild. But, you know, things played out how they played out. But that was just like a little side thought that I was having. And Rest friends, the men who are in here, if you were not here for Total Divas, Total Bellas, that's what you're getting, okay? Every single week here. That's not what you signed up for.
It's your little wrestling heart, rest friend, little you, like, oh, I wish they would have ended up together.
And you know what? I didn't think like that initially, because I love John Cena, right? But like,
yeah,
like everyone, that was just not a great relationship. But, you know, for either of them. But man, interesante, things are going to happen for Nick. Scott is saying Nick looks refreshed and revived out of WWE. I honestly didn't think he'd continue to wrestle. Interesting. I didn't think he had a comedy career coming up like his brother. Also, what's his brother doing? Why are we not? What's happening? Because he was also
he's a comedian, I guess. I don't know. Actor. I don't know.
That's fine. The fact that you said, I don't know, right after the first thing you said.
It's because I really don't. The only thing I know about this man was that he was on what's it called? On BTE. There you go. That's all I know. He was at the strike, which is very cool, right? He was supporting the strikers, and that's all I know about him. And that he's Nick Neiman's brother.
Yeah, Ryan. It's a
right.
Ryan. Man.
What's his nickname? What does he ask people if he's the on BTE, he was literally asking strangers.
And I do remember. I remember his segments, but not really.
I freaking forgot what he was.
One time they went to like a petting zoo, and he's like, oh, he was asking a goat, like, who do you think is going to win this match or something?
Yeah, Restaurant, he calls himself the something. Hunk. Hollywood Hunk. Yes. There you go. Thank you, Scott. Hollywood Hunk. I was like, I can't with this man asking random strangers to call him the Hollywood Hunk. I would have been like, get out of my face.
What I will tell you is that he, at the Double or Nothing Fan Fest, he was there, and he was up right after RJ City. And let me tell you, best friend, he was funny, but like there has to be a level. Like you have to go in it knowing like, oh, this is what you're gonna get, in order to be like, oh, okay, this is funny. Because it's kind of like I don't know how to describe his humor, but you know what? I'll put the group chat on with Mario, and then he can best describe it, because RJ City was the star, and it's really hard to just follow up RJ City. That's all I'll say.
Well, I mean, RJ City is a very intelligent man. So his comedy comes from
years.
I don't know how to describe it.
I don't know what it is,
but his comedy is different, because that man is so intelligent. Yeah. And yeah, I don't know about Ryan Nemeth. I don't know his comedy. I don't know if he's funny or not to me.
Let's talk about Ash by Elegance signing to TNA. And if you guys,
why did I say Allegiance in my head? Ash by Allegiance.
Ash by Allegiance. So this is Dana Brooke, and she came out with the Candice Michelle special of the bodysuit, the rhinestone bodysuit, which I don't know how I feel about her new gimmick, but she is officially with TNA, and people were very, I guess Twitter's just a whole new world, right? Because they were like, oh, this is gimmick infringement. She's copying Toni Storm because she had like a butler next to her. And she came out in like the fur and like kind of Hollywood. I don't think she needs a gimmick. I think she is a fantastic wrestler, but I feel like maybe they thought she needed just a little something extra. Or I don't know if this is like her idea too. Like she, I don't know. Yeah. I don't think she needs it, but if she's having fun, absolutely good for her. And girl, you got your money, you got your paycheck again. I was really upset that she, you know, was let go initially because I'm like, this sucks. You know, she was kind of going to get a push. And then I do remember that match today with Ronda Rousey. And I'm like, oh, Dana's going to whoop your ass. Like, I just know Dana's going to be so good. And then they're like, no. And they just completely like shoved her and put her to the side. And then she was just doing main events. And I'm like, why do you guys keep treating women like this in WWE, especially someone like Dana, who is literally a powerhouse? So, I mean, I hope in TNA she does get to shine because you do have some other powerhouses like Jordynne Grace there. So I'm excited for the possibilities of what could be. But Twitter was upset. They were like, this is not good. This is a gimmick. And I'm like, guys, she's just sitting there. Leave her alone.
Yeah. Well, correct me if I'm wrong, Troy, but I feel like Stardom is probably the only company that treats all their women, right? Like that gives all their women a spotlight because we're spread WWE, AEW, like we got to keep fighting for all these other women that are not Britt Baker or Bailey and Sasha, not Bailey and Sasha, I'm sorry, Charlotte, to, you know, come out on TV when it comes to WWE and AEW. And I feel you with Dana Brooke. When she was in NXT, I thought she was a star. I thought she was amazing. I was like, when she goes to the main roster, she's going to be something. And that never happened, ever. They tried. There was little moments that I remember where they tried to bring her out. But they didn't do much with her. Yeah. So I'm always going to root for good people to succeed. I'm never going to sit here and be like, oh my God, well, Dana Brooke is not going to do a good job in TNA. I really hope she does. I hope she becomes a star. Because, I mean, what do we have bad to say about Dana Brooke, to be honest with you? Ash, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Ash by Legions.
No, I'm right there with you. I don't have anything bad to say about her. I think she's a great talent, and I'm excited to see what she's going to bring to the roster because I know she can stand out.
Yeah.
Scott did say that they were putting a lot of pressure on her right off the bat. NXT seems to do a great job with showcasing the women's division. Absolutely. They absolutely do. And I don't know. I feel like sometimes there's just a disconnect with like how they're shown one show. And then all of a sudden, I guess you get to the main roster and there's a lot more people there. Right. So there's, but then also you have a 2-hour show, 3-hour show. Like you can't tell me that if you're on a Monday Night Raw, you can't find a spot for these women. Like it doesn't make any sense to me, but Troy is saying, I mean, sure, there are companies like Stardom and Tokyo Joshi Pro that do their best to showcase women at the upper card. And I wish more promotions would like this. Right.
Me too.
Promotions that focus on their, you know, all women's roster, but I think she's gonna do good.
Another frustration that I had this year was that last year New Japan had their first women's match in Wrestle Kingdom, and this year we saw zero, no women's match, and I was like, what was the point of that? How did you guys start something and then this year give us nothing when it came to the women? It's very upsetting. It's very upsetting being a women's wrestling fan. It really, really is.
It's frustrating. And I just hope. No, I know TNA will do right by her because they've done right by Trinity. Right. They've done right by just a lot of other women.
Tiana left WWE, went to TNA, well, Impact, and she was a champ. She had a good run there. Mm-hmm. And now she's in AEW. So... Yeah. I agree with you, Rush Ryan. I really do believe she's also going to do very good then.
Yeah, Troy saying, oh, New Japan Pro Wrestling is another discussion. It's like they have two women's champions and didn't give the girls nothing. That is so sad. Mm-hmm. Oh, man. So, so sad. Let's try to finish Rush Friends on a good note. Let's talk about the Judgment Day. And I don't know if you've been following what's happening. Nope. Judgment Day recently, Russ Friend. But
no, I'm so confused, Russ Friend. Tell me.
R-Truth thinks that he's a member of the Judgment Day.
Thinks?
Yes, Russ Friend. He's not an official member. He showed up one day and was like, "All right, guys, what are we doing?" And the Judgment Day was like, what's going on?
Are they just going with it?
What are you talking about? So Damian Priest is the only guy who's kind of going with it. And, you know, because they added JD Drake. And then R-Truth is like, what is this guy doing? Why do we have him in the group? Like, what's happening? I thought this was just us. And Rhea Ripley is like, what the hell are you talking about? You are absolutely insane. And there was one instance where Judgment Day's in the ring and R-Truth comes out and he's like, guys, like, I know that we're really all just looking for a fight. I'm looking for a fight too. JD, I'll fight you. And it'll be a loser leaves Judgment Day match. And JD was like, no, this is not happening. We're not doing this. And Damian Priest is like, wait. Let's hear him out. I think this is a good idea. And I feel like also Damian Priest loves R-Truth. And he's like, you know what? Why not? And I think R-Truth would be a great addition. Take out JD and then add R-Truth into this. But the other day, Rest Friend, he was backstage selling. He's selling fake merch, okay? No. Yeah, he's got the original Judgment Day, which is like, I think it's like Rhea and Dominic and Damian and Finn. And then at the bottom with tape, he put and R-Truth. And he was wearing that shirt out.
Oh my God, what? I love this.
Yes. So this recent week, he was backstage and he had all this plagiarized merch, right? And then he goes, Damian Priest goes up to him and he's like, hey, you know, here, I have your cut of the money. And he gives him a wad of cash and he's like, these shirts are flying. And he's like, I just couldn't find Dominic Mysterio. And he's like, what? And he's like, yeah, Tom and Nick Mysterio or Dom and Nick Mysterio. He's like, I couldn't find Nick. Where's Nick? And Damian was like, you saw his little brain working and he was like, oh my God, am I going to laugh right now? Or like, what do I do? Like, I was on the floor, Russ Friend. The fact that he said Tom and Nick, he thinks they're two people. He thinks Rey Mysterio has two men as his child. And he's like, yeah, I need to give them the money. Oh my God. They are having too much fun with this. And the word is that backstage, Damian really vouched for R-Truth and really wanted him to be a part of this. And I think this is giving so much joyful storyline that was needed to the Judgment Day, because they're out there, they're kicking ass every week, but R-Truth is just something else entirely, right? Like, we've seen him make so much with so little. It's just been fantastic. And oh my God, Troy says we love a Delulu King.
Yes, same. Because let me tell you, I am so Delulu. You guys see my stories on Instagram. I am so Delulu. So I'm really here for R-Truth. Like, that was hilarious. They're gonna have me watching that now.
Yes, restaurant. You go on YouTube, find the little clips, because I swear to you, they will make your day. He was in the ring and he was like, he made a montage for them. And then you see R-Truth being born, and he was like, oh, since I was little, like, we knew that the Judgment Day, like, he like thinks he's literally born into the Judgment Day, restaurant. It's the most beautiful thing. And Scott is saying he beat JD in matches, so technically he's part of the Judgment Day. But the Judgment Day, I want to accept him. There's also a Live, Laugh, Love Judgment Day shirt. And with R-Truth is also in that picture. So, man.
Not the Live, Laugh, Love.
Crazy. God says, I'm glad Truth and Tozawa are getting used in WWE, even if it's just in comedy spots. Tozawa is also shining. I think back to the last pay-per-view that they had, and Tozawa is just so hilarious. He's always right place at the right time.
Yeah, I got to see a little bit of that for, what was that, Survivor Series?
I want to say that's when it was. Yeah.
Yeah. That I got to see a little bit of that. And I was like, okay, I'm into it, because he is funny. No, I'm definitely gonna go back and look into that. Thank you, Rush Friend. Thanks to you, WWE is gonna get an extra view.
Because it's honestly, it's hilarious, Rush Friend.
Yeah, and we love to have a good time while we're watching wrestling, right?
Yes.
Most of the time we're frustrated, we're upset. So a little bit of comedy.
It's always good.
It's always nice. Yes.
All right, Rust Friend. Well, where can our Rust Friends find us on social media and, you know, continue to party with us outside of when we're not streaming?
We're done? That's crazy. That is so crazy to me. You guys, if you guys have not had enough of us, just like I haven't had enough of us, we are on our Twitter bios and our Instagram bios. We have our link tree on there, which will take you to anything restaurant related, any restaurant content you want to watch. It's on our link tree, our YouTube, our Instagram link. Everything is on there. So please go on there, support us. Yeah. We really, really appreciate every time you guys are on here and commenting and showing us love. We seriously appreciate it so much.
Yes, guys. We thank you for starting off the 2024 year with us, for participating, and we just can't wait to keep chatting with you guys on the pod and, yeah, outside of that too. Like, if you guys ever see anything you want to chat about wrestling related, hit us up on the Rest Friends pages. Like, we're always on there. So,
please. 10 out of 10. We're two primas that just love to watch wrestling and talk about it.
Yes.
So, and join us. Keep joining us.
And the chisme.
And the chisme. We love the chisme.
More
we
life.
Love the chisme.
1 a.m. is when I'm alive. One in the morning.
That's
a real one.
That's a real one. Corazoncitos,
that is a real. Corazoncitos, hearts, those are for Troy. And
oh my gosh, Troy, when you say you're 5'7", it's okay. I'll put you in my pocket. Like, you're my little buddy. I will put you in my pocket. It's okay.
I can't wait for the group picture. That's going to be iconic.
Whenever. Yes. Oh my gosh. That would be so cute.
Thank you guys so much for watching us. We will see you guys next time. Bye.